hiphopsyndicate.com. Your one stop for all your unhealthy obsessions. Breaking news and in-depth reviews on all of your favorite movies, music, TV shows, podcasts, comics, books. Popsyndicate.com.
Misinformation podcast contains themes and subject matter that may be inappropriate for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Misinformation podcast. Your weekly dose of humor, insight, comic books, movies, and the most dangerous haiku on the planet. Misinformation podcast features stand-up comic Zach, poetry bad boy Weller, couch man Adam,
and the ultimate fanboy Eric.
Cram it in your iPod at iTunes, misinformation.podbean.com, and the forums of quickstopentertainment.com. See them at myspace.com/misinformationpodcast and talk to them at misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Misinformation podcast. It's steroids for your iPod.
Welcome to Misinformation, episode 42. I'm Zach.
I'm Weller.
And I'm not Eric, but I'm going to challenge him to a fight to the death.
I would love to see that, actually. That'd be a hell of a fight.
We should sell tickets.
Tickets.
You sold one.
Tickets, that's what we should sell. We should sell apologies. That's just a lot of man-slapping going on between the two of you.
I don't slap.
You slap. Dude, just tell the truth, you slap.
Only when I run.
Oh, shit. So what's going on? Beer's going on, apparently.
Beer's going on.
What the hell is that you have there?
This would be a beer I found at the Lava Lounge Celebrator from Germany. Extremely dark, very heavy.
Outstanding, by the way.
Tons of fucking alcohol. Basically, one of these beers is about 3 regular beers.
Wow, that's what drunks do.
It is. It's more efficient. I appreciate that.
Is it thick?
Give it a whirl.
Where's it from?
Germany.
It's heavy. It's like to pick good. It up. It's heavy. I don't know if the glass is thicker or what.
It's a manly beer.
It's very good. Except for the little gay horses.
Oh, no, I like that. Those are goats, dude. Whatever. No, I like it. I couldn't afford it. Isn't it super expensive?
Yeah, it's like $4 a bottle.
Jesus Christ!
I'll stick with my Bud Light.
Fuck you and your single living ass. Jesus! $4 a bottle and we're not in, like, Vegas?
Yeah, but it's got, like, 3 times the alcohol content that American beers have, so.
Wow, when you want to drink like you're in L.A. without being in L.A., celebrate
this
$4 beer. This 4-pack
is basically a 12-pack is how that works.
Well, okay.
I can see your logic there.
I suppose, like, 3 beers is what you're saying per beer?
Right.
But didn't you say the alcohol content's like 8?
On this, yeah.
Regular beer is 4.2,
I think. Bud is 3, and I think light beers is like 2.5 or something.
Well, Minnesota, they're 4.2.
Yeah, Minnesota's got higher alcohol content than Iowa does.
That's because you have to drink to live there.
Please don't remind the people that we live in Iowa.
cat's out of the bag on that one.
I was talking to Stefan the other night, and he's like, where do you guys live? Like, Ohio?
Did he ask us if we were going to go to Boise?
No, I said, no, we live in Iowa. Why? Well, apparently there's some horror convention in Ohio he really wants us to go to.
Horror convention?
H-O-R-R-O-R. Horror.
Like,
booga, booga, booga.
Totally different. Okay.
Yeah.
still excited, but not quite as excited.
Yeah, no, I guess I'd be down. But I don't know how you guys feel about going to a horror convention.
It's only a couple states away.
It's like a 7-hour drive. He said we could probably get a table there, and I was like, I talked him out of it. I said, dude.
Why would we go to a horror convention? Well, I mean, why would we set up a table at a horror convention?
Because he says a lot of podcasters go there. And
like
because
good ones?
No. I mean, yeah, I would maybe. I would assume not if he's considering sending us. Why?
Well, according to the boards, there is someone actually attempting the gypsy cabbage, so maybe if it's successful, we can take them with us. And
did you see that video?
That was fucked up.
Someone sent in a video of the gypsy cabbage?
Part of it.
Kind of.
Part of it. It was on RedTube. This black dude's fucking the shit out of this chick. He pulls his wang out, and he's still anchored. And then he pulls his balls out of her asshole.
Like a partial gypsy cabbage.
Yeah.
The only thing that was missing was the fucking...
The Nick Cage.
I mean, you didn't see him fist her, but I mean...
Yeah, but obviously...
I can forgive the fist, because that's not... real good for her.
I just, the only reason I figured have to get it open to get the whole nutsack in there.
I don't know. You know, and so I showed it to Jenny. And she's like, oh my God. Oh, that's got to hurt him from the pressure. I was like, hell no, those porn actresses are sprung. Like, they just,
yeah.
You know, I've seen some gaping assholes in porno.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We talk about porn a lot. Let's talk about something else.
Tampon butt.
No, yuck. God,
just so you know, a guy that's in the same area of work as us,
yeah,
says that you're gay for postponing the show to watch Lost.
I didn't postpone the show to watch Lost. We were going to let the boys stay up and watch Lost.
I'm very angry with you.
You know,
because I was forced to leave.
You know, the worst part is I owe Gus a beer.
Just one.
I owe Gus several beers, probably.
Probably.
And I feel bad that I took... It's not like he was down there by himself. Okay? No. It's not like you were his...
He had his entourage.
Yeah, it's not like you're his one party friend that left, and now he's just sat down there watching hockey on ESPN or something. There's plenty of people down there to keep Gus company. We got work to do.
I hate you.
No, you don't. You don't mean that. You don't mean that at all. So don't say things you don't mean. So... We had a mandatory training at work today for sexual harassment.
Oh, those are always fun.
My God. I can't say anything to anybody.
Yeah, okay.
I cannot speak at work.
Let me give you the summary that they could have given us instead of it taking an entire hour and a half.
Yeah.
Don't look at it. Don't touch it. Don't talk about it.
Boom.
The end. That could be the end of it, and they could just let it go. But instead, oh, man, it was...
brutal.
I would have rather worked. I would have rather done my regular job for 8 hours than gone to this stupid-ass training.
We were in training for 8 hours. I think I was awake for an hour and 5 minutes, and an hour that was lunch.
So was this training, or was it just them telling you not to?
No, it was training.
It was them telling us not to, basically. But it was training.
Did they tell you how to joke about stuff without offending people?
No. They just
said, be training.
They said, don't joke!
No, they never tell you. They never tell you what it's okay to do. They just tell you what it's okay not to do. Yeah, it's The chick sitting next to me and I just kept passing my cell phone back and forth playing Bubble Breaker. Our bosses were asleep. I
kept hitting on the teacher. Saying nasty things to him.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, shit, right at lunch, I'm trying to say all the most perverted things I can think of because I'm like, I gotta get it over with. Gotta get it out of my system because after we have the training, I can't say I didn't know any better anymore.
We went to lunch, came back, and I immediately started laying smack down on both teachers. Both female teachers, by the way.
It was terrible. I never want to do it again. Just I don't know what happened to the good old days when you could smack your secretary on the ass and give her your phone number and
that still happens
and you fuck her on the side and stuff. What happened to the good old days when it was okay? When it was okay to walk up behind her and go, you know, your bust looks wonderful in that pointy brassiere. What happened to the good old days? What happened to the good old days when you could smoke a cigarette in your office?
It still happens. Only now you get sued for it.
Yeah, see, that's bullshit.
It was replaced by man hugs from behind.
You know what I blame? You know what I blame? That fucking Demi Moore movie, Disclosure. Everything was fine before that.
Never seen it.
Everything is fine before the lesser-known Crichton books turned into a movie. That man wrote Jurassic Park, for Christ's sake. He used to be somebody. And then he ruined sexual harassment for everybody. God damn it.
They did say it had to be unwanted, though.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of by definition what her asking is.
Go to court. You know what she'll judge? She wanted it.
Yeah. And then she has to agree with you.
Women don't get opinions.
Okay. All right, then. All right.
I am now freshly divorced and slipping on Zach's car.
Yeah, indeed. Holy shit.
Start looking for another job.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and change.
Trust me.
I'll try to change the subject to something that might not get you in trouble.
That was a joke.
Kitty porn.
As in cats or as in little
no,
kids?
No, as in little kids. Okay? Here's the problem that I have with child pornography.
It's children?
Right, right. But beyond that, the child pornographers are making it awfully difficult for a mainstream pervert like myself to enjoy the internet.
Someone who likes the older...
The legal porn. I like the mainstream legal porn, okay? And you get all these pedophiles out there that are dropping these pictures of fucking 16-year-old girls on every porn website, right? And then now I'm terrified. I'm gun shy. I'm afraid I'm going to click on Nasty Cheerleader and it's going to be like a 15-year-old. And then I'm going to go to fucking prison.
From what I understand, as long as you're not actively searching for it, you're okay.
See, from what I understand, if you have it, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Well, no, but it's if the kid's obviously like, but looking at the picture, it's obvious she's a child, you're fucked. But if she's like 16 and you downloaded it on a legal website, or you downloaded it thinking that she was, by all intents and purposes, she's 18, I think you're in the clear.
You know, not to be gross.
So ignorance is bliss is basically what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I'm telling you
as
right
long
now,
as the site you're going to is supposed to be like they're legal of age and...
16-year-olds today... don't Uh-oh. Look like 16-year-olds
no.
when we were 16. No, they don't.
No. 21-year-olds don't look 21.
I'm not trying to be gross. They just don't.
You know, the 21-year-olds, actually, it's weird because 16-year-olds look older. 21-year-olds look younger.
Yeah.
That's bizarre to me. I don't get that at all. Like, it doesn't make any goddamn sense to me. I don't understand why that's the case. I don't understand it. Why? Why?
This is not my realm of expertise.
But why do 21-year-old girls look like they're 8 years old now? I remember being 21 and thinking that, oh, God, they're so grown up, and I want to fuck them.
Yeah.
Scratchy smoker voices and
Easy.
What? What happened?
Every week you go into the and it makes us all very uncomfortable.
I'm thinking like that usually like high schools when most women, all their friends tend to be well-developed, so they're enjoying their new bodies and trying to be revealing and skanky, which makes them look older than we... Like, think about it. If you're in school with these fellow female classmates,
mm-hmm.
elementary school, junior high, they're all covered. All of a sudden, you get to high school.
Buddy.
They have curves. They want to show them off. So now you're seeing these girls that you grew up all along looking like boys.
Yeah, they go from wearing like hoodies to showing off their taint.
And by the time you're in college, they're already used to having curves, and they don't have a thrill in showing it
much. It's old hat.
They start wearing like,
dude, I'm telling you, the way girls suck dick in college, it was an old hat.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. It's actually, yeah, they're way more experienced, but they don't need to present it as much as high schoolers do.
You guys ever see like the obviously older woman in the bar who doesn't dress her age?
Oh, yeah. Was she there tonight?
Yes.
I know her name.
Not that one.
Really?
The fat one.
Fat one? The one that's usually there with her?
The bigger. Yeah.
There's like this double team combo. They're like, they're in their 40s. And it's almost like they're bar groupies. Like, they want to hang out with whoever the cool crowd is in the bar that night. And they'll just glom onto them. And it's like... Okay, when you're not cool enough,
don't dress 20.
When you're not cool enough, I've seen some
very attractive 40-year-old women.
Okay, when you're not cool enough to be like a rock star's groupie, or you're not cool enough to be like a sports groupie, you don't just go down to the neighborhood bar and say,
"Be the drunk's groupie."
I'll take all comers. Make me feel pretty.
it disturbs me. I have seen some.
Is she single? Do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have seen some very attractive older women. And she is not like hideous by any means.
She's just thick.
I can't talk to her because I keep looking at her damn boobs that are hanging out of her shirt. Yeah, and it's not like they're nice boobs.
No.
But boobs are boobs.
She's got big tits because she's fat.
I don't care. Tits are tits, and I'm going to look. I can't help it.
Yeah, but if she was...
She's probably getting free drinks off this, right?
No, I don't think so.
Not
really,
for me.
No, I don't think she is. I don't... She...
There goes my theory all shot to hell.
But here's the deal. Like, if she was 60 pounds lighter, I don't think she'd have any tits. And it's weird, because she usually flies in, like, the fucking Goose and Maverick team with that other one. Like,
I'm pretty sure our buddy took them both home the other night.
They're very much, anything you can do, I can do also. It's not better. It's just I can do the exact same thing. Like if one of them takes home like a 20-some-year-old dude, the other one will do it the next night.
So they're going through a midlife crisis then?
Yeah, I guess that'd be fair. Except for it's been going on for several years.
I don't mean to alarm anybody. I just got shocked by this motherfucker.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Put your lips on it.
No. Dude. No. Why would I do that?
Do it. It won't happen with your fingers because I tried it.
No, it's good.
No.
No, why would I do that?
Just do it.
No, because, dude, if it feeds back into the board, it'll feed back into the fucking computer.
It doesn't feed back because I just did it. Like four.
Yeah, times. So I want to take the chances with my $2,000 worth of fucking equipment here. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. You know, I'm the guy who doesn't know anything about computers, but I promise you nothing bad will happen.
It hurts.
It doesn't like you, evidently.
Optimus Prime wants your ass. Adam's using Optimus Prime tonight.
I am, and it's fucking spectacular.
It wants daddy back.
other than it tries to shock me to death.
Eric couldn't be with us tonight because he's got to be up in about 4 minutes to go to work. He has to be up at 5 in the morning, or has to be to work at 5 in the morning.
Oh,
we can't
fuck
have,
that.
We can't have our death fight at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm just saying.
No, we're here, it's 11 o'clock tonight.
We're early tonight.
We are a little early tonight, which is nice.
But
it's
delayed
nice.
Because of the premiere of Lost.
Well, you know, and the worst part was the boys didn't make it back from their grandma's house until too late to watch it, so we didn't even get to let them stay up to watch it. We put them to bed at 9 o'clock.
I did notice the handy disclaimer at the beginning. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's. I think that's going to be standard from now on. I had a talk with Stefan the other night, and it was nice because we were. I said, hey, you know, what is our
demographic?
No, not our demographic. What's our risk here? And he goes, you put explicit tags on it for iTunes? Yeah. You put explicit tags on it for everything else? Yeah. Fuck them. I was like, All right. He's like, you can't stop them from listening, which is, you know, all right. You know, people want to listen. We'll let them listen. It's the good old US of A, baby.
Speaking of Stefan, hook us up with the label on our Pop Syndicate page because it just says, put info here when it talks about what our show is about.
He's working on revamping some stuff on the site. So the site is, rather than it just saying under construction, it's under construction. I just talked to him the other night. He's working on some stuff.
I actually went there the other night.
It's about goddamn time.
2 nights ago, I went there.
Yeah. How'd you find it?
Well, I put in pop and I had someone spell syndicate to me.
So you went to www.popsyndicate.com, our sponsor.
I didn't realize you were trying to pimp them.
I'm just saying they're good to us.
It was easy to find us. I'll put it that
way.
Oh, yeah.
If I could find it, any moron off the street can find it.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Maybe even Carl Laborady.
Dude, let him die. Spend his days in peace.
It was placement. Now all our new listeners have to go back and find out who Carl Laborady is.
Good call, Adam.
I finally got my cousin to start listening. My cousin Dana, he goes to the University of Iowa. But that
Iowa?
Oh, that fucking choke guys. I fucking
we
hate
all
those
know
guys.
Who is.
Yeah. Poor bastard. Okay, you remember we had the floods this summer?
Yeah.
Okay, well, before he even moved down to the dorms, he got flooded out of his dorms. And I told him, I said, hey, look, it's not a natural disaster. It's just God trying to wash the scourge of the earth clean. So he finally gets moved into his dorms. He comes back for Christmas break. While he's here, a fucking water pipe bursts in his door. In his
and
dorm
he gets
building.
Flooded out again.
Wow.
Yeah. Luckily, he had his computer here. And his TV and his Xbox and stuff. I don't know why he just decided to bring all that shit home, but he brought all of it home with him for a break. But he said he's got garbage bags full of wet clothes and just everything's fucking wrecked. They had to move him to like temporary housing.
Like sprinkler system water doesn't smell like normal water.
It's
sitting there for years.
Yeah, and it's got they got oil in the pipes to keep it from rusting and stuff. And I don't know if it was sprinkler system or if it was water supply to like the showers. It started at the top of the building on the 8th floor and ran all the way down to the 1st floor. Like it ruined that whole side of the building. Like, wow, man. Bummer. But I finally got him to start listening, so he's gonna start telling his buddies in the college to listen. We might do all right in the college circuit, baby.
We're doing pretty well in the high school circuit.
Yeah,
exactly. We're not aimed for lower audience.
You're 16 to 17 years old, please listen to us. No, shut the fuck up, dude. No.
No, tell your older friends to listen. Yeah. And they can tell you about it.
Yeah. With edited. Edited, yes, of course.
With unexplicit yeah. language.
And then he took his boop and put it in her boop and made her go, oh, yeah, boop me harder. That's awesome. We're fucking dirty. Yeah, so that poor bastard. I feel bad for him, but luckily he had like his important shit, you know, at home with him. So he can wash clothes. It's not like it's that big of a deal. But that's what he gets for being a Hawkeye fan. I'm just saying.
Lame.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I asked him, I said, hey, maybe it's time to change schools. You know, I mean, what do you got to lose at this point? At least you won't be homeless in Ames.
Go to school for, you know, 4 years and
Iowa has some pretty hot women. Theater major. There.
Iowa's got some good-looking girls.
Of course, they have all girls, fucking, unlike Iowa State.
I would,
yes.
Hey, for a place that didn't, hey, for a place that didn't have girls, I sure got fucked a lot. I mean,
my experience at Iowa State was not good.
You thought it was good.
Yeah, you did, because I was there. Yeah.
I've never.
And
had,
he would.
I've never
Zach
had.
Zach was going to let me go.
Fuck yeah, I was.
Thank God Weller was there,
dude. Why'd you let? You should have let him go. You should have let him leave with those
that
two fat girls.
That was actually the very first time I heard the song "Tub Thumping." Was that big beast of a woman grabbing Adam and running off with him to the dance floor.
All right. Now's your chance to dance to Chumbawamba with song. Chewbacca.
She looked very attractive at the time.
Well, I'm sure
we
she did.
We were pretty fucking hammered.
I would have fucked a telephone post.
You know, and the thing was, I don't know where we would have been drinking because that was a floor party. You can't drink at floor parties.
We were just walking around campus.
No, I remember backing out of a fraternity also.
That, yeah, we've told that story before. That was my fault. I don't remember what I said, but apparently it was disparaging. What are you going to do?
Shocker.
Not fight a whole fucking fraternity, that's for sure.
Oh, come on. Those fuckers can't fight. They don't even use the English alphabet. They fucking use Greek letters. We all know what the Greeks did. They butt-fucked each other. So there. We don't have any listeners in Greece right now.
Hopefully. Good.
I did used to hump a chick who was half Greek.
Harry.
Yeah, it was. Harry, yeah. Nice girl, but really loud.
Oh.
Like good loud or bad loud?
Like bad loud. I know who he's talking
just
about.
Just a loud. She was a loud talker.
Oh, that loud.
We called her loud girl.
Okay.
Yeah, because she had two volumes, loud and off. Like there was no, and just having a regular conversation with her, you could hear her from like, 3 blocks away.
I couldn't imagine having sex with her in your apartment.
Strangely enough, sex was quiet.
You were doing it right.
Oh, fuck. I must have been doing something right. She kept coming back no matter how much I told her not to. Well, funny story about her. Right after I broke up with that girl that I was dating, the one with the inverted nipples.
Okay.
Right. Right after I broke up with her, Loud Girl came to visit because she's from Grundy Center, which is a little podunk town, like 45 minutes.
Yeah, because Waterloo's a fucking metropolis.
Grundy
Center has a 99-cent movie theater, not because it's their second run theater; it's their only theater. All right. And so she was coming to visit, and we went out. I made out with because Loud Girl doesn't drink at all. Doesn't touch a drop of alcohol. So we went out to the bar. Loud Girl drove my car home. I made out with another chick in the back seat the entire way home, the entire way to my apartment. We go upstairs. The chick I was making out with goes to sleep, and I hump the shit out of Loud Girl.
Nice.
And then immediately afterwards, I go, oh, man, I'm in kind of a weird place right now.
How many women have been told that?
Is it okay if you sleep on the couch?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, you're an ass.
Yeah. I felt kind of bad about that.
No,
but,
you didn't.
Yeah, but afterwards I was like, wow, I really wish I wouldn't have had sex with her.
Who really doesn't want to have sex?
I didn't really want to have sex that night. I mean, I did, but not with her. I had a list of about 6 other girls I would have rather slept with that night, and none of it pulled through. So,
take what you can get, brother.
Pretty much. And then I'm like, you know,
Jenny's got to love listening to this.
Yeah, she loves this part. Yeah, anytime this comes up, she loves this part. Yeah, not even a little bit.
I just wanted to be knowing that for $40, I'll break your arm. I'm just telling her.
For $40?
$40.
What are you going to do with $40? Oh, shit. I bought a Powerball tonight. Fuck. Jenny actually bought the Powerball tonight. I should have got the ticket. We can look it up afterwards.
The ticket.
I'd be happy with the 200 grand, man. I don't need the whole spiel. Take the 200 grand. You take the cash. It's probably going to be about 100. That pays off all my debt. But instead of paying off my debt, we were talking about this tonight. Instead of paying off my debt, if I get $100,000, I would just put that entire $100,000 towards a down payment on a house. Because if I use it to pay off my debt and then go buy a house, I'm in the same situation I'm in right now.
So you'd buy like $1 million home? Is that what you're saying?
No, no. I'd buy a $200,000 house. So I'd
so you take off half the price. Manageable.
Yeah.
Payments.
Yeah. So I'd put $100,000 down on a $200,000 house.
Okay, this is incredibly boring.
I'm just saying that I was kicking it around, and you know, my first instinct was pay off all my fucking debt. I'll live like a king, but I won't. I'll just be without that debt, and really, my debt payments a month aren't that bad. But a house payment would be bad. The $200,000 house. Shit, that fucking payment on that. I used to have a sheet around here somewhere that. Well, must have lost it. Oh, here it is.
Have you been doing anything exciting? Because I'm tired of listening to him talk.
No. look at this. $160,000 house. You're looking at least $1,300 a month. That's with the home insurance and the property tax. That's a lot of fucking scratch, man. I ain't got that.
I like my house payment now.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what.
How many times in life, though, like, we'll say hypothetically you do win this $100,000.
Yeah.
How many times in your life do you really think you're going to have $100,000 cash in your possession?
Just that time, probably.
So why would you just waste it all without having fun with it first and then buying it?
What would you
have
do?
You looked
what
around? Would you do? Do you see where I live? Do you see the fucking shoebox that I live in?
Do you want to compare neighborhoods with him?
Yeah. You live there with a cat.
She likes to run, and I hear about it. She wants a bigger place. Not happy.
Wheeler had someone shot on his street last year.
Eh. So?
I'm just saying. You had
I got fucking
shot.
Downing Court apartments right down the road here, dudes. It's just a matter of time, all right? Someone is going to get killed down there. I guarantee it.
No.
Guarantee it.
It's a nice place to live.
How about when that Bosnian dude ran his wife into that house down at the end of my street?
Bitch wouldn't listen.
He's chasing her, and they're in separate cars, and she stops at the stop sign. He pushes her right through these people's front yard into the front of their house. They're putting giant rocks, giant boulders in the front of their house now.
Have you seen the house at the end of 11th Street?
Oh, with
over by Kitchell?
With the big-ass boulder?
Oh, my.
Because people are done fucking around.
That guy's had his house hit like four times.
It's at a T-intersection.
Yeah.
And
they just run Ridgeway and 11th. They just run it, and boom, ran up in his living room.
He's done
so
fucking around.
So he went out and bought like four ginormous boulders.
Yeah.
Buried half of them and left the other half sticking out. I want to see a car hit those badly. I want to see a car hit those.
See, and
it's going to shred it.
And it won't happen
too,
now.
With ice. You know,
it won't happen now, probably. Now that he went to all that preparation to fuck a motherfucker's world up.
It'll kill him.
He should paint it so it looks exactly like the house.
like the cartoons?
Yeah, man, that'd be legal. I'll do it. Call me, guy. Call me.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening.
They paint the like the road on the wall.
Yeah, just.
And Roadrunner runs into
photo perfect painting.
There you go.
I still haven't heard from that motherfucker in China yet.
It's probably because he can't.
He's probably hiding from the government.
If he can download the fucking show, he can email me.
Maybe he's got some way of downloading that he can't send stuff the other way. Because
you mean illegal?
Really?
Possibly.
Who downloads?
Come on, Chinese guy. Come on, Chinese guy. Misinformationpodcast@gmail.com.
That was a mistake. He did. He downloaded it once.
No, he's downloaded a bunch of them.
Maybe it's the government.
Oh, fuck.
We're going to have ninjas kicking our door here.
Okay, today. Hey, just real quick. Hong Kong Tai, Hong Pao. Hong Kong Tai, Tao.
Way to offend everybody. That's cool. Nice call.
No, dude, I've been watching Lost. I know how to speak Chai Koreanese.
What's wrong with you?
What? No?
All right, I don't like to backtrack, but I've got to throw the $100,000 thing going back to this.
What would you do with
$100,000? You got to have, like I said, you're not going to, like, especially us, we're not going to come across that money every day. So I would have fun with it, but at the same time, wouldn't be losing it. So what I would do is go to a store, maybe at a grocery store, discount store, whatever kind of store. Buy an entire aisle, literally the entire fucking aisle, everything on the shelf. Buy it all. You still have money left over? Next aisle, next aisle, next aisle, until your $100,000 is gone. wait until the very last day you can possibly return it. Return every fucking thing. All of it. Return it all. Get your money back. And you can laugh your ass off at the same time.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to be like, no, this has to be new and unused. Like, fuck
no,
you.
Keep it all in original packaging. Store. Rent like a big U-Haul or big semi-truck. Load it all up. Keep it in there and return it.
Just rent a Pods. Rent a pod and put it in their fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
Speaking of returning shit, I bought Command and Conquer the first decade today. And motherfucker won't play in my computer. It keeps giving me some fucking error. And it won't even, I mean, it won't even load. It won't install it. I'm running Windows XP. So if anybody has any idea why it's fucking doing this, it's giving me some -5, -0.8 error. So email us. If you can solve my problem, we'll send you something from the prize club. Where are you going?
I gotta pee.
We're gonna have to watch out for that. That's hot, man. That's the space heater's hot. Hot. What's wrong with you? Jesus Christ. Hot. Hot space heater.
Hot space heater.
No. No, hot. All right. Yeah. Oh, so I told you, don't put your balls on it. how are things going with the lady?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
We did a little talking. We never really came out and said like we're officially boyfriend girlfriend, although we are kind of, I guess. We're a couple.
Okay.
I guess I can say that.
Okay. How's
She's a special lady friend. I can probably say that now.
And that makes it sound like you guys are 80 years old. She's my special lady friend. We play canasta, and sometimes she blows me.
Well, we're just very guarded. Like, I don't know. It's very weird being single. I hate being single with a passion, like I said before. I have no moves. I fucking none. So I just hate being single. Hate it with a passion. So for me to actually meet somebody that's really cool and we can get along right away and just connect, like, within the first half hour talking, we just click. So that was great. We got along with that. About a week after we first met, we had our first kiss again. Chemistry. We actually thanked each other for not being freaks and weird.
Well, wait. She said you're.
She literally called me and thanked me for not like being weird.
You realize the first time she listens to the show, you're fucked, don't you?
Supposedly she's going to listen to this one. She's actually in Texas right now.
Hopefully
for 2 weeks.
She has a sense of humor.
She thanked him for not being a freak or weird. She's obviously never listened to this fucking show. Are we allowed to refer to her by first name now?
Yeah, I'm at Jess.
Okay,
yeah.
Jess. He wrote a haiku about slitting a fucking hooker's throat and fucking her in the slit.
I read her that.
But she deserved it.
Yeah, I read her that.
So thank you for not being weird.
Good weird, because she's also weird.
All right. But she's a smoker.
Yeah, she doesn't smoke very much, though. Mm-hmm.
Dun dun dun! No, I just thought of that earlier today.
She has like maybe 2 a day. It's not a big deal.
Uh-huh. That's how it starts.
But actually, we
oh Jesus!
Consummated the relationship again. It went very well. It's like the trial phase. You know, I got to try shit out, get to know each other.
Who announces that they've consummated the relationship again?
You didn't try to gypsy cabbage or anything.
We have had sexual intercourse twice.
Yeah.
And it was out fucking standing.
It was very good, but I'm just saying that the thing is, like, with relationships, the first time is always, at least for me, it's very, very, like, awkward. You
I don't
know
things the first time.
No, because you don't know what she likes.
Yeah, I don't know what she
likes.
Out.
Put it in her ear.
I don't know what to expect. It's just, it's very bizarre and weird. And I do not like the first time I have sex with somebody. It's just awkward.
I'm always worried I'm just going to be too fast.
Now, once I'm like into like third, fourth, fifth time, fine as hell. That's cool.
Sorry. Right,
can you put on this monkey mask?
But we got to talking.
Banana flavored cream.
And Jess actually told me that she thought it'd be funny to make a playlist on something to play someone that you really like, but they're horrible in bed. Not to the point where it's like enough to break up with them, but you want to let them know at the same time that they need to probably work
they
on their skills.
They need to try harder.
Yeah.
Did you comprise such list?
I did. I actually created this.
What's you gonna start from number 10?
Yeah, so this would be...
You got drum roll on that bitch?
No, I don't. I don't have any sound effects on here yet. Can I see the list for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Just for half a second. I just want to see something real quick. So number 10 being... I don't have that one. Number 10 being being the worst, and then number 1 being
number
the
best. Number 1's the best.
The best for the worst, or the...
It'd be the funniest or best song to play if you can only play one song.
For someone who's terrible in bed, but right. You like them a lot.
Right. Like, well, yeah, you like them enough to just not totally write them off. You're going to give them the opportunity to improve.
They have room.
They're on corrective action.
They're on probation.
I thought maybe I'd be able
You have none of them.
No, I've got nothing. And some of it's pretty...
There's a couple like pretty big hits, but most of these are kind of a little obscure, I guess.
Can we hear them? Are you still trying to...
No, go ahead. Do it right now.
All right. Top 10 best songs to play to let your lover know they're a lousy lay. Number 10, Justify My Love by Madonna. Number 9, Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And I'm aware about the backstory in that, but it's still, if you listen to the lyrics, it applies to straight people too. Number 8, What Have You Done For Me Lately by Janet Jackson. Number 7, The Thrill Is Gone by B.B. King. Number 6, Stage Fright by The Band. Number 5, Going Through the Motions by Blue Oyster Cult. Number 4, I Can't Go For That, No Can Do by Hall & Oates. Number 3, now this one was actually on my last playlist on the stripper playlist.
Right, right.
This one made the list for songs to play when you come home to apologize to your wife, girlfriend, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I considered getting rid of this, but it's even better in this list than that list, so I had to leave it in there. Number 3, Somebody Done Somebody Wrong by BJ Thomas. Number 2, You Gotta Move by the Rolling Stones. And the number 1 best song to play to let your lover know they're a lousy lay, Are You Experienced, Jimi Hendrix.
Honorable mention, Don't Come Around Here No More, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
No, because you want him to come back.
Yeah.
You want him to try.
I don't know.
This is kind of you get an A for effort, but you need to work on the technique list.
Yeah, I can do that.
They mean well. The mean well list.
The mean well list. Yeah, Yeah. Oh, was I talking about on the...
Holy shit.
Good work, good work. Good work, though, by the way. I love your list. They always kick my ass. Remember that one day when we were talking about that fucking song that sounded like it was Nickelback, but it wasn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finally figured it out. Actually, Jenny found it today. Theory of a Dead Man, Bad Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fantastic song. That song is fucking gold. But I what I think happened with that song is I think the song was written for Nickelback. And this is where you have to be a little embarrassed if you're Theory of a Dead Man. That song was probably written for Nickelback, and they went, yeah, we already have this song. It's
called Next Contestant.
Yeah, it's called Next Contestant, so we're going to pass. And Theory of a Dead Man's like, we don't get a lot of radio play.
We'll take it.
We'll take that Nickelback song. We'll make it our own.
Have you heard the new Lollipop song by the... It's either the Framing Hanleys or the Flaming Hanleys.
No, I don't
like
think
it.
So.
It's a new version of Lollipop by Lil Wayne.
Like that Lolly Lolly?
I don't know what the hell.
Is that?
Yeah. It's very good. I like this version better than the original.
Really? I can't do it.
It's good. You should listen to it.
I can't do it.
He doesn't say her.
No. Jonathan Colton did... I think Jonathan Colton, is that the name? He did Baby Got Back in the same kind of either Richard Cheese or Rusted Root kind of deal. You know, Rusted Root did Gin and Juice.
Yeah.
Jonathan Colton did Baby Got Back, and it's one of the most ingenious things I've ever heard in my life. I've never heard any of his other stuff, which I'm sure I'm going to get fucking roasted on a spit from the fucking Quick Stop people, but I don't care.
They don't like us anyway.
I just don't care. I cannot possibly do all of the pop culture things that they want me to do on a regular basis. Well, I cannot keep
up. You have
up.
A life, in other
No,
words.
I don't. No. No, well, that's not
we,
the reason.
All we are to the Quick Stop people is not Cabin Fever.
Hey,
we should change
hey,
our fucking
hey, though,
name to.
Hey, we are the almost award-winning misinformation podcast, though. Came in third. Third in the Quick Stop Awards.
Who Respectable.
Beat we got beat by Snidecast. And Cabin Fever.
So we beat Kevin Smith's own podcast, even though he runs or owns
yeah,
the site.
Yeah, we smoked Smodcast. Yeah, smoked him. We beat him. We beat him by at least two votes. You know how I know we beat him by at least two votes?
Because you voted
we
twice.
We only had two votes.
Because that's how many votes we had was two. Nice. Yeah. So almost award winning. Like just by a gnat's
ass. How many did Kevin Fever have?
Way more than we did. Way, way, way more.
I know I voted for
like
him.
Easily eight times as many as we did, at
well,
least.
Well, they would have beaten us by more because I didn't even know about this contest until it was over with.
And you were going to vote for
I
them,
I would have
too.
Voted for them, yeah.
Yeah. I voted for the other guys.
They're very funny.
Yeah. It's really not fair, though. If we had fucking accents, we'd be funnier, too. Look at...
Actually, we would if we have quite a few international listeners. So
I guess to them, we do have accents.
Yeah, we'd be international too.
Yeah, but
you suppose we sound funny to them?
You see, and that's the thing. I don't think the American accent is nearly as pleasing or
the
humorous.
They actually send like newscasters to schools in the Midwest because we supposedly don't have an accent.
Yeah, it's the most like bland, most
we're,
bland.
We're
way
very
of speaking.
Boring.
Very boring, and we have very hard consonants. We use eh a lot.
Eh.
No, eh.
Eh?
No, eh.
And eh? Like.
Eh.
And like, yeah.
Yeah. Eh. Hard eh. Like, back instead of back.
They
back.
Say, they don't say bock.
Some people say bock.
Who says bock?
Depends on either one of the coasts. You're going to hear a soft eh a lot more than you hear a hard eh. That's Midwestern.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
So. I'm just saying.
I just like listening to him talk.
Oh, yeah. It's
they could read a fucking dictionary.
Yeah. And that's the thing is I wonder – that's our question for our international listeners. When you listen to Americans speak, is it pleasing to your ear? Because like for us to listen to other – unless it's like German with the – Ich bin ein Snuben. You know,
always, they sound
angry.
Yeah.
And I don't like the Asian
– They sound angry also.
It's or just whiny. They
speak too fast.
Yeah. It's just –
I have an 8-year-old daughter that told me the other day whenever I speak I sound uneducated.
So you have an observant 8-year-old daughter.
I said, you realize it's well within my power to kill you, right?
She's already devised a plan. You're done.
You know what she said? Huh? I'm not scared of you.
Wow.
That's awesome.
She's 8.
That's awesome. Awesome.
I'd put a deadbolt in your bedroom door.
And a fucking trip gun propped up against
no
it.
No shit.
about belly button level for you, because that'll take your head clean off. Spring guns are illegal. Fuck it. I want to live to see tomorrow.
But, going back to accents, I enjoy listening to them talk. I can't understand a fucking thing they say.
See, I can. I don't have
it. But it sounds nice.
And I've talked to them on the phone, and that was actually tougher for me.
I like their messages to you.
Yeah. Fuck them. Fuck them.
They know you so well.
Fucking, what's their buddy's name? The fucking, the...
Luis?
No, the guy that was there with them. Oh, I can't remember his name.
Luis is my favorite.
Yeah, I know Luis is your favorite. She's never there with them, though. She's... through the boards.
It doesn't matter.
I can't remember his name. I keep wanting to say Gus, but that's our buddy.
do not confuse Gus with somebody from overseas.
Yeah, that'll end badly. I mean, like, wow, yeah. What was your name? I want our international listeners to tell us how the American accent sounds to them. Is it pleasing? Is it grating? Is it pleasant?
Everybody it can't be
Americans.
Annoying. They wouldn't be listening.
That's not true.
Everybody. Unless they're laughing at us.
Well, yeah, are you laughing at us or are you laughing with us? That's what I'd like to know.
Everybody hates Americans, though.
Yeah, but that's not...
not true, because... See, I thought that, like, my perception of me being an American going over to Europe this summer, I thought that, but literally everywhere I went... And they have, like, their music channels over there. Like, they have their version of MTV. it's really fucked up because they'll have American groups, their song, but it's covered by a local resident.
Really?
And then they'll play that, like, at most restaurants, like, they'd have on, like, American top 20, top 40 hits.
So it's like karaoke.
So I'd hear tons and tons of, like, American songs, all in English, no matter what country I'm in. But then their MTV kind of shit is done, like, it's American songs by American artists, but sung by local from that country residents.
Really?
Very interesting.
But is it just because it's cheaper for them to do that?
I'm assuming so.
What I want to know is, why does everybody hate us? Or why is
two words, George Bush. That's why. That's why I can say that now. That motherfucker's nobody. He's nobody anymore. He's nobody. They fucking took the designation off his helicopter. When he got on that motherfucker, it used to be called Marine One. They're like, here, get on Hubba Bubba. Like, what? Oh, what?
Did you guys watch the inauguration?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was pimp.
I refused to.
So did I. Shit. I'm tired of hearing about it.
I just couldn't believe
it. I voted for him. I'm glad he's in office. Do not get me wrong. But I am absolutely sick of hearing about Obama.
Anybody notice how fucking tall his wife is?
Oh, yeah. She's an Amazon. She's a tall chick.
Holy shit.
Okay. Here's two quick things that I'll say, and then I'll leave it. One, I was flipping through the channels, and I was like, well, I should probably watch it. It's the inauguration. It's kind of a big deal. The thing that hooked me and kept me there was when they panned out and showed the fucking shot all the way back to the Lincoln Memorial, and it was asshole to elbow people.
That's not a crowd, brother. That's a mob.
There was something special to see that many Americans turn out for something like an inauguration. There's something to be said for that.
A historical event. I'm just saying that, especially Oprah, like, the last two or three
days. Well, fuck Oprah. She don't fucking.
They're basically making him out to be a god. And I was just talking to my mom about this. I'm really nervous because the last two times American people as a whole look at their president as like a hero, it turned out horribly bad. JFK was the first time I can recall in book memory. And then the last was Bush after 9/11, which I hated, but I still do with a passion. I hated this guy way before he was even nominated the first time.
I hated him before it was cool to hate him.
But when 9/11 happened, I still, even despite how much I hated the guy, supported him and wanted him to step up as a leader. I was totally behind him, 100%.
What I'm thinking, what are we going to do? They have him propped up to be this guy. What are we going to do if he sucks as a president?
He's already in fucking the hole. Like, well, this country's fucked.
Oh, here's God. The deal. Here's the deal.
We're in a shitstorm like we ain't never seen.
Exactly.
Here's the deal. A president is only as good as his perception by the people. If the people see a president, no matter how effective they are, if they see him as a positive influence on the government, he will do well. And by correlation, things will improve. They may not magically improve overnight, but if people have faith in their government, especially in their leader, it can't be any worse than what we had before.
will get better. I totally agree with you. But I'm just saying, let's wait until things improve before we start glorifying the guy.
Well, there's things that I see that are a very refreshing change, just overall politically. When he took the oath of office, right after he took the oath of office.
Which they fucked up, by the way.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault, though. They actually had to redo it because the Chief Justice fucked up.
Yeah.
And he's like the third or fourth president to have to do that. It's not really that big of a deal. But right after he did took his oath of office, he turns and his daughters are both standing there. And they start chatting with him. And he just kind of starts chatting back. It was all very normal American family. Normally, like when you watch those Bush daughters.
Oh, yeah.
Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. It was all very unnatural. Like, yeah, I would fuck them, Bush yes. But what I'm saying is.
I like watching them a lot.
Everything was very rehearsed. And his oldest daughter reaches up and kind of punches him in the arm and makes a joke and he laughs. And it was they're interacting as father and daughter, even there, as he's being inaugurated to become the president of the United States, he's still talking to his family as if they're his family. And that's kind of a different look at a politician that we don't get to see.
So he's acting human.
Yeah, you don't see that very much.
No, at all.
Because everything is very rehearsed and very stodgy and very,
predetermined. It's like watching wrestling. It's like watching fake wrestling.
It's all right, fake, I and can some see fat that. Bitch is gonna hit with a chair.
It's a lot of pageantry, pomp, circumstance without much substance. Usually. And so you're seeing a little something different here. And then they had that the state dinner or whatever, where the his inauguration luncheon.
Kennedy stroked out.
Where Ted Kennedy fucking almost ate it again. And the weirdest fucking thing about that is I'm watching the whole inauguration. I look and see Ted Kennedy. I'm like, he looks good today. Meanwhile, like,
I'll tell you, I didn't vote for him. I didn't. But if he was elected our president, period. So I'll support him.
He was?
When that happened? If he fixes,
that's another first I'll say.
If he fixes the problems we have right now, I'll vote for him again. Or if he has a plan and it looks
technically
like
you won't be voting for him again. You'll be voting for him for the first time.
I'll vote for him the first time. See, I liked McCain, boy.
I tell you, if them Packers get to the Super Bowl, I'm rooting for him.
Just no, I liked John McCain. I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm not.
Well, John McCain's major fault was that the race to become president turned him batshit crazy.
It did.
the guy had a fucking good thing going. He was probably one of the most reliable fucking senators, right? I mean, he's willing to cross party lines. He's willing to do things that weren't popular in order to make this country good.
Right.
And then he goes out on this fucking campaign trail. Picks this fucking walking cartoon as his vice presidential fucking candidate.
Oh, but
and no, I would not even fuck her. I would.
There's something about her. No. I don't know what it is, but
it's the librarian thing. You know she's gonna be a freak in the side.
I don't think she is. I think it'd be like fucking a mannequin.
No,
I disagree.
I disagree wholeheartedly. Yeah. She would fuck your brains out.
I don't think she would.
She has glasses.
I would rather fuck Tina Fey. That's who I'd fuck. Tina Fey would be good in bed.
See, I wouldn't have sex with her because you know she'd be making fun of you the whole time.
Don't care.
Or what if she impersonates you as you're fucking her? Wouldn't that be fucked up?
What the fuck? What's she gonna do?
Like masturbation.
What's she gonna do? Shave her head and fucking super glue a cocktail Frank on her fucking waist? How's she gonna fucking impersonate me? She's gonna punch her.
If there's anyone that could do it, it'd probably
she's gonna
be her.
Punch herself in the face until her teeth go all fucking crooked. Right? Is she gonna fucking go back in time until she's 30 and just be bitter about life? Is that what she's gonna do to fucking impersonate me? What can Tina Fey do that God hasn't already done to me? Really? I mean, come on. Seriously.
She could piss on you.
Well, God didn't do that, but Ann Waters did. So that's oh fuck.
We're gonna have to edit that.
No, edit. God damn it! It's kind of ironic. Her last name's Waters. I mean, really?
We should probably put in one of your seamless edits, and Eric's not here to home.
No, fuck it. Fuck it. That was a mistake. I did that by accident.
What if she listens, man?
Yeah, I'm sure she listens. Yeah. You know what it sounds like when she would go into the computer try to like sign this on. Again, get the computer's too much beers in the way. That's what it sounds like if we're gonna go fucking sign on. So I promised that I wouldn't say last names. And I fucked up. That was my fault. I apologize.
So edit that bitch out.
Nope.
They won't know.
No. The only time we fucking edit is if there's a technical malfunction. That was just a.
It'll be like and
cerebrum. Now.
Fucking Price is Right.
Remember, have your pets spayed or neutered.
Does he still say that?
No, it's Drew Carey.
I know, but does he still? Yeah, does he does. Still say that? Does he? Yeah.
Dude, Barker come out of the grave and kill him. If he
He's alive.
Not for much longer.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Yeah. So Ted Kennedy, all right?
Is he okay? Yeah, he said he's fine.
Okay, good. I feel a lot better about making that joke.
it was just fatigue, which, I can believe.
Dude, when I get tired, I don't crappy flop. I fall asleep.
You also don't have a fucking tumor the size of a fist in your noggin.
There'd be room for it.
Well, yeah.
Look at this thing.
Little pea brain rolled around in there.
Man. Oh, I ate burritos. I don't trust that fart.
I had a jalapeno cheeseburger.
I had a jalapeno chicken wrap.
For lunch.
Even the tortilla was jalapeno flavored. Wrap your fucking head around that.
Weller.
I'll pass on that shit.
How's the haiku business going?
Pretty good. I've got I've got a few prepared.
Nice segue.
Seamless.
Shit.
I want to hear the haikai. He said he's got new ones.
Yes, so. I do.
How many you got?
6.
Jesus Christ. What how do you find time? Was, how do you find time to fuck?
Honestly, the like well, she's in Texas. I
I got a lot of time on my hands. So instead of masturbating,
spend more I write time haiku. Like thinking of the idea of a haiku than writing it. Writing it takes me like 2 seconds.
Hmm. You gonna give us a little bit?
See, I felt really creative this week, so I just unleashed.
Oh, lovely.
I was
waiting for my
up.
Love with candlelit dragon jumps, Bangkok dangerous. Bum fights so last year, toss a 20 at some kids, I laugh as they cry.
What? I don't get it.
You don't get it.
No.
He like the bum fights on videotape?
Yeah,
fights.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's old, so watching kids fight over $20
bill. Oh, Jesus Christ. Because their parents lost their jobs to the Depression.
No, it's a recession.
It's still funny.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what Barack says.
Wait. That's what?
Barack says. Know your role and shut your mouth.
I, Barack Obama... say that it's time for Osama to know your role and shut your mouth, you Rudy Boo candy ass. If you smell what Barack is cooking.
You don't have the theme music, do you?
Yeah, it's a nice
You're
somewhere.
A terrible failure.
No, I've got it somewhere.
I hate you. Let's finish with the haiku.
Sorry.
He does sound like him, though.
This is subject matter that I'm shocked that it's taken me this long to approach this subject.
Midget porn.
Close. Car on cinder blocks. Dog's fat yet I have no beer. Time to beat my wife. How did I not write a white trash haiku until now? What the fuck?
Because you weren't listening to enough Kid Rock, apparently.
That's awesome. That's cool, Sailor.
Stop feral children. Give a Burger King gift card with free abortion. Fishing is boring. When I play, it makes the news. I kill trees for fun. Grandma needs some help. I push it back in for cash. Rectal prolapse time.
Oh. Okay, dude, just because they give you an idea doesn't mean you have to write a haiku about it.
No, but I happen to. That's pretty fucking good.
You know, the worst thing is I was reading in our threads at popsyndicate.com in the forums there, you know, under podcasts, and I was reading in the threads and I saw that. Well, you should write one about rectal prolapse. What are you doing? You going to pee?
Yep.
So you should write one about rectal prolapse. So I had to look it up.
I did too, honestly. Yeah. I had to.
So that's rectal prolapse for the uninitiated is when your rectum.
Some nurse sent that shit in.
Is hanging out your butthole.
Yes.
Rectum damn near killed him.
Rectum is for our good friend Steve Hurst. Your rectum is hanging out your butthole.
My butthole's on fire.
Oh, God, I got my butthole. Look up Steve Hurst Fire on YouTube. It's fucking fantastic. It's stupid, but it's fantastic. Yes. So, yeah, rectum. Luckily, I didn't catch any pictures.
Oh, see, I went to image first.
Oh,
I
Jesus.
Had to see it. That's my nature.
Oh, did you throw up?
I've seen it before.
Excuse me?
No, there was someone sent me a pic like years ago about some weightlifter that was squatting like it was just fucking massive.
Oh, fuck that.
It had to be like 3 or 4 feet that came out.
Go!
Not even lying.
Like I didn't even see the picture and it's making me want to throw up.
Yeah.
That's fucking disgusting, man.
It's not right.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, it makes me really want to fucking throw up. Why? I really need to update my fucking iPod. There's a bunch of music I wanted to play during the show, and I forgot to sync it, so none of it's on there.
I'm glad you found this little trick, because now I can bring mine, too.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to do it this way. Just jack the iPod right into the soundboard. Push play, levels are already set, and when at the end of the show, the beginning of the show, just faded up. Strangely, using the mixing board to mix the sound in. Who would have ever fucking thought?
That's a first.
Yeah,
you know, you
can
actually
thought.
Put like sound effects and shit on your The iPod too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just it would take me doing it.
So
that's a lot of work. Downloading them stuff, that's a lot of work. I'm actually looking into buying some I'm looking into getting Sony Vegas, which is video editing software.
Yeah.
It's like the second or third most popular next to like Final Cut Pro and something else. And it's only, you can get it at like Best Buy for $150. It's supposed to be a really good program.
Why would you get rid of this spectacular one?
This is, well, the Sony Vegas is for video editing.
We don't have
video. It doesn't have audio on it though?
It might have a little. It's, I think the engine it's built on is like Nero. Because
trust me, nobody wants to see us.
No, it's not. It's not what it's for. It's for like when we start on the documentary.
That's never going to happen.
Bullshit. It's going
to
happen.
See, I want to do a project like this because I think that'd be a lot of fun. But doing a documentary, which relying on strippers to do a documentary, like we're relying on them for the content. I don't know if that's right. Such a good idea.
Dude, you're telling me it won't be at least entertaining?
It'd be, no, it's going to be a lot of fun to make. I'm just saying.
No,
I don't know if the stuff that comes out of their mouths is going to be intended for people to watch. That's dude, all I'm saying.
No, dude. I'm doing a hygienist. Yeah, exactly. I'm just doing this paper school.
No, dude, I'm telling you. People will watch it.
I'm all up for doing this. People will watch it. Could be fun. But
and now we've got a fucking boom.
We do. I'll carry this bitch around. Hey, can you tell the fat kid to get the microphone out of my crotch, please?
Yeah, it's not smell-o-vision, all right?
And he knows I don't talk out of there, right?
Yeah, most of them do.
he's special.
Yeah, here, quick, burp it like it's Tupperware. No, I totally think that people would watch because people it's gonna be the first time it was done. You shut up.
I'm just saying.
No, this is gonna be different. We're gonna make them care about them.
Nobody cares.
Don't
about strippers.
Shit your pants in my chair.
Jalapeno burger, dude. That fucker was hot.
You're on board with this, right?
Yeah, I'm totally on board.
Yeah, he's a fucking.
I'll do it. As long as he's gonna be popular.
I think people will watch it.
Kind of like this podcast. I'll do it, but man, it's going to suck.
Well, we can make people watch it by doing film festivals. They really have no choice.
Yeah, well, and tell me that at these fucking
although,
film festivals.
I don't know because of the, well.
We'll get run out
I guess
of town,
we can't really film like at the strip clubs. They're probably not going to be.
Why couldn't we?
You can't have cameras in there.
You'd have to get signed permission.
If you get permission from the owner, you can.
You'd have to get permission slips from the dancer. And we'd have to like get the fuzzy guy technology to blur out all the fucking
you put up a sign on the door that says video recording in progress.
Yeah, with the people
so
that come.
I'm
thinking is even if we found an owner that was willing to, there'd probably be a lot of customers that wouldn't want to be on camera to strip club.
That's fine. We know enough people. We could just fill the fucking place with people we know.
We are not that popular.
We know enough people that would go to the titty bar.
You can't.
I was told I could go as long as it was for making of a documentary. Yes, as long as it was for a legitimate artistic purpose.
It's always business.
as long as I go for a legitimate artistic purpose, I can be in.
I gotta go handle my business.
I can go.
Last time I handled my business, I got arrested.
I'm trying to decide whether I want to buy a camera or borrow a camera, though.
I'm saying buy a used one on eBay and then sell it when we're done. Yeah. Unless you really like it.
We can put it in the price closet.
Fuck that. If it's good enough to make a documentary, we're not giving it away.
There was actually a time where I really considered like writing a screenplay. I got like,
yes, I know.
I got the solid outline done and looked like really seriously researched like this. And you can get a really nice camera for about $1,500. Like a very nice one.
That's a lot of money, man. I don't know. I mean,
we could just shoot it on our cell phones.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. We should do that. Yeah. Now that people will watch the shit out of.
This little blur dancing across the...
Yeah. There's titties on that. Granted, it looks like a fucking chinchilla, but there's titties on
it. It was a year ago. We're in the titty bar, and I'm using my phone.
Oh, that was funny.
I'm texting.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember. I don't know what exactly happened, but a stripper came up, and she's like, hey, you want a dollar dance? I said, no. Let me figure out my fucking phone. She thought I was taking pictures.
Yeah, she was pissed. Pissed. And then when she found out he wasn't taking pictures and that he fucking blew her off to send a text message.
She was even more mad.
Oh, man. She fucking drug a bouncer over there. Like, he was rude to me. I'm like, oh, fuck. Here we go again. Hey, this is how it's all going to end.
I haven't gotten us kicked out of a strip club yet.
I've been close. Actually, I was
I have
once.
Not gotten us kicked out of a strip club yet. A certain friend of ours, we went like on a Wednesday night one night. Me and him are sitting in there. He doesn't drink. I'm drinking a beer.
Oh, Snyder.
He's got a Mountain Dew. Some girl walks by. He goes, "Damn, baby. What are you doing here on a Wednesday? You're like a Friday, Saturday girl." That was the one he liked. He takes $1. He gets $1 dance. So he gave her the dollar dance. Later, some girl comes down. She's like, "You want a dollar dance?" He goes, "I haven't seen craters like that since the last time I used a telescope to look at the moon.
Goodbye."
Wow.
2 seconds. 2 seconds. Two of the biggest men I've ever seen in my life picked us up and threw me out on my head.
Damn.
I didn't even say it.
See, that's the kind of stuff that we can't do when we're doing the documentary.
I actually saw an amateur dancer get kicked out because of one of my friends yelling at her.
Wow.
One of my favorite strip club stories, other than the one-legged stripper. We go down to Lumberyard, too, and it happens to be amateur night. We get up there, there's probably like 10 dancers.
Why don't you call me on these nights?
I don't have your number. I don't think I do.
I don't have your number. We've never we'll exchange. Spoken before this show.
So we go down to Cedar Rapids, hang out at the club. Amateur night, there's about 10 girls. The most attractive one's probably like a 5, just average. I'd say that the rest of them are probably from the 3 to like 4 range. Just
no ones?
Most of them are like tend to be really skinny. And so we're going around, and the girls they're wearing like white tank tops.
Right.
Really tiny. All of them have really small tits. Get into the shower, dance around. Guys are clapping, applauding, whatever. The last girl to come up there, horrible scabs all over her face. Just looked like a fucking mess. Nice. So my friend stands up. Before this happened, there was a bachelor party. They left a dildo that was a prop in this bachelor party on the stage. My friend stands up, and this last girl, the meth whore chick, does not take off her top. Refuses to. All the other girls do. She refuses to. So he stands up. We're like, we're only like, we're maybe 10 feet from the stage, mind you. So he stands up, yells, "Take the fucking dildo, you crank whore." She turns around, looks at him. He says it again. "Take the fucking dildo, you crank whore." She gets off the stage, walks behind him, punches him in the back of the head and says, "What the fuck did you say to me?" Slowly he gets up, turns to her, looks her right in the face. "I told you to take the fucking dildo, you crank whore." She swings back to the fucking deck and right in the face, and this bouncer grabs her and throws her out. Completely fucked up.
She close-fisted, punched him in the back of the fucking head.
She was like literally standing behind him, just railed and like, bam. But she was maybe 80 pounds. Tiny, skinny girl.
We had a very, very unattractive girl. Say, "Hey, you want a dollar dance?" He goes, "You take change."
Oh.
She kicked his hand, and while his hand was in the air, booted him in the chest, knocked him over, jumped down on him, and commenced to beating the fuck out of him. And then he got kicked out. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
See, and that's bullshit. They won't let us fucking touch the strippers, but they can fucking punch us in the face?
Yeah, evidently.
That's bullshit.
Hoser has had got us kicked out with his wandering hands before.
Wandering hands.
It always goes like this. You and your happy little buddy need to go.
You and the guy who's enjoying this place a little bit more than $5. That guy.
This ain't $5 foot long, bitch.
No, no, no. There's no touchy in the no-no spot. That's against all the rules. You know, I don't care. And I don't care what she tells you is okay in the private room. Don't do it. Because that dancer, she fucking sets you up. I've never had a private dance, but I know. She sets
never?
You. No, never. Never.
Never.
No, creeps me out.
They're not worth it.
Creeps me out.
You know what the funny thing is? When the bouncers come to kick you out and they realize that you're bigger and stronger than they are.
Who'd that happen to?
Me.
That must have been some little bouncers.
They were. Hey, man, you're like, "Oh, God."
And then they realize her pants are off. And like, "That's against the rules."
She took them off, not me.
Then why are they in your mouth?
She put them there.
She put them there to shut me up. If I would have had a pair to put in her mouth, I would have done it a long time
ago.
Where
do you think my underwear is right now?
I got sick of hearing. She swallowed them. I got sick of hearing about how she's a psychology student trying to figure out why her and her dad don't love each other anymore.
Because your dad's naked for men, bitches.
And why do you do that? Because you had an uncle who used to touch you. Wah, 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 wah. Those are the stories we don't want to hear. We want to hear real stories.
Like I took a guy out back and blew him for $5.
Okay.
Cool. Starting, jumping off point.
Yeah, that's, I mean, hey. It's just good to have goals, I say.
I need a formula for my baby. Don't judge me.
I got a bathtub and no meth.
We've told the $5 stripper.
Yeah, about 112 times. Yeah. I
apologize. I get drunk and repeat stuff.
So basically, we need to hear from our international listeners. We want to know if our voices are dulcet.
Do we have a Midwest accent?
And do you enjoy listening to American speak? Is it as fun for you as it is for us to listen to two foreigners?
If she could send audio tape, that'd be awesome.
Louise is scared of you. I can pretty much guarantee it. Yep.
She should.
Yeah, and then make sure you email us misinformationpodcast@gmail.com. Contact us through the forums at www.popsyndicate.com. Go to the forums podcast section. You'll see it, Misinformation Podcast. Adam can find it, so if you can't, you're retarded.
I still couldn't sign up, though. I couldn't figure it out.
You'll have that. This has been Misinformation, episode 42. I'm Zach.
I'm Weller.
And I'm Adam. Not Woo! Eric.
What did that stripper's bikini bottoms taste like?
Disappointment, glitter, and a hint of baby powder.
Huh.